Hi, I'm Curtis.
Hello, I'm Melissa.
Why, hello, I'm Connor.
And welcome to the What's Happening podcast. Guys, how are we doing?
Good. I feel as though these podcasts are turning into like more of an occasion.
A monthly catch-up.
Yeah.
They absolutely are, because it's been, what, like 3 weeks since we've done this now, hasn't it?
Yeah, they're like a little treat now that you get every once in a while. You don't expect them every week. They just come and hit you.
Do you remember we did do them every week?
Yeah.
Looking back at that, it's like, how did we fit that in?
Yeah, well, we weren't really doing much, were we?
No, that's a fair point. We were in the middle of a global pandemic, yeah. I suppose. But how are we all doing? Are we all good? Yeah.
Great, yeah.
Melissa, all good?
Good, yeah.
What are you doing over there? Are you?
I was just looking at the answers to today's question.
What question?
Oh,
today's content.
Yeah.
Today's content. We are doing what's a scam that has become so normal that you don't even realise it's a scam anymore. And I want to get out of the blocks quickly with this, right?
Yeah.
A couple of people have said COVID. We're not going to get into that. All right, that's for a different podcast, yeah. And it's not this one.
I have to say, I might agree, though, but we'll move on
from
that.
We've done many conspiracy theory podcasts. We're not doing another one.
No, we've done one, and it did not go down well.
Yeah. With Melissa's mum, wasn't it?
Melissa's mum didn't like it.
It was very boring.
That was the Unsolved Mysteries episode back in season two.
Sorry,
Melissa's mum didn't like it, so we've never done another one since.
She is our biggest fan.
No other listeners like disagreed with it at all, but Melissa's mum said, "No, I'm not a fan," so we didn't do it. But
I bet you the other listeners did agree, but they're just not as vocal as my mum.
Possibly.
If you didn't like the mysteries podcast, neither did I. Neither did my mum. Let us know if
you didn't
liked
enjoy it. It was not your thing at all, was it?
No.
It bores me. I'm sorry. It really does bore me.
Well, if you want to get into the COVID thing, I'll go upstairs. I'll get you some tinfoil. You can make a wee hat out of it. To see what we can do.
No, it's okay.
We're not going to get into that today, but we are going to talk about things that are a scam that have become so normal that you don't even realise they're a scam anymore. So that is a little bit later on. Connor is on quiz today. He says he's kind of got a quiz ready.
Prepare yourselves. That's all I'll say. It is quick, it's easy, it's in and out.
That's what you like to hear.
Yeah.
Listener of the week, have we got a listener of the week?
We've got many. We've got a couple. We've had a few new followers. Thank you so much for following us over on Instagram. Hi to Niall, who gave us a follow.
Hello,
Claire.
Niall.
Also, Charlie Young. We've got Lorraine Hindman. Also, Natalie Aitchinson. And we have Russell McGee, who has been a previous listener of the week, but he sent us a message and said, "I'm calling Curtis out again."
Huh? Again?
The latest episode, he asked, "What's Bloomingdale's?" He calls himself a Friends fan. Rachel worked in Bloomingdale's. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Oh, I'm disappointed too.
Yeah. Right.
You know, he just finished the series again at the weekend.
Friends?
That's true. I finished Friends again, I did.
What?
Yeah. And you didn't know what Bloomingdale's was. Curtis, leave the room.
Serious question, how many times have you watched that?
Well, this is a good question. I don't know the answer.
Don't know the answer that much, do you?
I watched... Wow. Wow, okay.
Just kidding.
The handbags are out.
Yeah.
I watched the final episode of Friends again through the week and was kind of like, I can't believe I'm witnessing this final episode again.
He honestly told me at the weekend and I was like...
Do you know what?
I don't even think I said anything. I just went and
just looked at it and disgust.
Which wasn't ideal because I said it on air.
Yeah.
I was like, Melissa, I need you to say something because we're literally doing a radio show.
I just said nothing to say.
I think there's a lot to be said about having a comfort show.
That's your ick.
What's my ick?
Watching Friends loads.
Yeah.
That's
you
your
give
ick.
Us the ick.
That's your ick.
Well,
that gives you the ick.
Yeah.
<It's> not-
Do you know, I was thinking about the ick episode this morning, right? Because I was driving in and do you know the crossroads at the bottom of the road here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of the sets of traffic lights has been like turned around. I don't know what happened to it, but it's like turned around facing. So like as I'm say I'm sitting and I should be looking at the traffic light, right?
Yeah.
It was facing to the left.
So
I don't know why. So I had to properly like
in your neck.
It was my head was nearly out the window.
Like honestly,
so I could see it.
I'd rather just it's the set right before my apartment, right?
Yeah.
The ones that have officially and firstly, they were the first ones to ever give me the ick because you really can't see them. But now I just wait and I just use the light.
Just wait until someone beeps the horn at you.
No, instead of creating my neck, if there's a red light, it gives off like a red tinge. And then if there's a green light, it gives off a green tinge. And it's darker these days.
Yeah.
So I don't need to cream my neck. I just use, you know, my peripheral. What is it?
Peripheral vision.
Yeah.
Does it give you the ick whenever you have to do it?
Yeah, I give myself the ick.
Can you imagine if, like, she's, like, in the car with Scott and he, like, rolls down the window and, like, gets out and, like, leans out of the car?
I'd roll down my window and climb out it.
That's the weirdest ick, isn't it? Yeah. It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah. It's just horrible.
No, what I was going to say was I do feel like there's a lot to be said for having a comfort TV show where there's no twists and turns and you know everything that's going to happen just so you know you're not going to get a wee shock.
How's your list going?
What list?
Your list of watching shows and movies that have been recommended to you, because I saw something on TikTok recently and it just reminded me of you that there's always, it's like a nice way whenever you're speaking to someone and they're like, oh yeah, watch this really good TV show, and you're like, oh yeah, I'll add it to my list with no intention of watching it whatsoever.
That's right, yeah. Do you want to know how my list is going?
Yeah.
Just finished watching Friends.
Yeah.
That should sum it up for you.
You know, I've got nothing on my list at the moment.
Have you watched the...
I don't like series though.
Have you watched like the Untold Story?
Are they documentaries?
No, they're like docu-series. There's one that I watched recently and I just turned around to Liv and I was like, what is wrong with people? Like,
what was this?
So there was this NFL player.
Right.
Who he was like going to be like this next huge star.
Have
you
watched
it?
No, I've seen...
Watch the trailer for it.
I've seen the trailer for that one, yeah.
Told me literally everything that was going to happen in the 30 seconds that it lasted. And then I got to the gym that night and somebody was talking about it.
It's mental.
And the person that acted, the girlfriend, was in the documentary.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Is this the guy, what is the story? Is this the guy who like pretended to be?
So he was an NFL player.
He wasn't huge, but he was on the rise.
Yes. Right. And then there was this guy who pretended to, it was like catfishing, pretended to be this girl.
So he had this girlfriend, was it not for like 3 years, but never had met her?
I never met her.
So alarm bells, what the heck? He had a girlfriend for 3 years, and then did his granny die?
Yeah.
And his girlfriend died
on the same day.
So he dedicated, I used inverted commas to girlfriend died there, but the listeners couldn't see that. So in the trailer, this is all I saw. He dedicated the win or the match to his granny and his girlfriend. And because like it was so crazy that they both died on the same day, and then I think they won the game or something. So it was all over the papers and he was like this rising star, but oh my gosh, this terrible heartbreak. And then the picture of the girlfriend was obviously circling because this was a crazy story. Mm-hmm. And the girl whose actual picture it was, because he had been catfished.
Oh, dear.
Was like, hello, I'm not dead and I don't know this guy.
Yeah.
That's all I know because I haven't watched it.
Okay, I'm going to watch that.
It's crazy.
Is it a series? Is it in like parts or is it one show?
No, it's one show. An hour and 50 minutes.
Are you going to watch it before or after you start Friends again?
I haven't started Friends again. I usually leave like a month in between cycles. So I'm in, if you think of it like cycles, I'm in my cycle where I can watch other things.
Okay.
So now's a good chance to pitch shows at me.
Watch that.
Now I am watching Only Murders in the Building series 2 at the minute.
How good is it?
It's such a good show. I love it. It's just so fun.
It's amazing. It's like so lighthearted and stuff. Have you watched the Ryan Reynolds football thing on Amazon?
No, I want to.
It's class.
It's on Disney.
Oh, Disney. So, sorry, yes.
I heard the advert for it the other day and I was like, I have to watch that, right?
Brilliant.
Ashley has done this thing where she's the one that pays for Disney and I pay for Netflix.
Right.
She's like cancelled her Disney account so that she can take like on this new offer where you can get it for like £5 a month for 3 months or something. So I can't watch anything on it until... So I got 3 episodes of Only Murders in the Building and now I have to wait until another 3 days or something.
I have a bone to pick with you, Curtis, because...
I feel like I'm being ganged up on because I watched Friends.
I am having a go at you today, and I do apologize. But like, I actually don't think I'll ever listen to your recommendations again because no, listen, right. The Grey Man came out, Ryan Gosling, months and months and months and months ago. I was going to go see it in the cinema. Curtis said to me, "I went to see it in the cinema, not that good, mate." So
I have never seen The Grey Man.
You did. You told me you'd seen it.
Is The Grey Man not on Netflix?
It is now.
I didn't see it. I've not watched that.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% sure.
Maybe
I did not give you that recommendation. I heard it was good.
I saw reviews and heard it wasn't good.
Yeah.
No, you heard it wasn't good. Because you told me it wasn't good. right? So I didn't go see it in the cinema because I was like, oh, I don't really want to watch Leah Scott's time. I always feel like I need to impress my boyfriend and take him to good movies. It's so stupid.
Was it in the cinema?
Yes, it right, was, okay. Like ages ago. So I didn't go see it. And I was like, that looks right up my street. So then it came onto Netflix. The other night I was like, Scott, I really want to watch this. Curtis said it wasn't good, but I'm going to go with my gut. I loved it.
Right, hang on.
I loved it.
So I read reviews about it, right? What I'm going to say is a lot of the time, the reviews don't match up with how you actually feel about the movie.
That's
because,
true.
Prime example, Where the Crawdads Sing.
I know.
I went to see that.
Didn't I tell you it was good?
Yes, you
so
did.
You can
but,
trust me.
But critics, people who are actually paid to review movies, went, that is rubbish, mate.
Yeah.
That's always
but
the way. They're
is,
like,
this is what I'm saying.
Rotten Tomatoes is like, oh, 8%. It's class.
Yeah. This is it. So this is what I'm saying. But I feel like a lot of critics like are a bit highbrow and feel like it's missing
it.
The things that normal people wouldn't notice.
It's just you know? So a bit of me. Anything that's got that Liam Neeson vibe. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And Scott actually loved it. We were both like, so glad we sat and watched this. Like one of the, not like the best movie of the year, but probably one of the best movies we've made time to sit and watch at home. Because
mm-hmm.
Do you ever make time for the worst movies? Honestly, the shit I've watched the past few weeks.
Melissa!
Sorry.
Get it out of you.
Like, honestly.
Take a note of where to edit that out.
Here, I
thought we were allowed to on the podcast.
I think you are. Well, I don't know.
No, delete it. Take note.
I've got two episodes left of The Terminal List.
Well,
starting to get a little bit better. I wasn't impressed previously, like I'd said before.
It comes up. It was good on the first episode. Second and third episode were a little bit, but I was hooked because that's my kind of show. I love that.
Yeah.
And The Grey Man's got that vibe as well. But in the last couple, you're like,
yeah,
like that.
Here's a question: just when you're saying about making time for the worst movies, how long do you give a movie before you go, that's I'm off?
Do you know what? For the first time ever, Scott and I turned one off on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I can't watch this. This is really boring.
What was it?
It was
Call It Out.
It was a Liam Neeson movie. It was
called... Was this the one of him in the train?
No.
No? Apparently it's really good.
It was called...
But I said it, so...
Are we taking your recommendation anyway?
Like, Memory. It was called Memory.
No.
Never heard of it.
And I said to Scott, are you enjoying this? Because I'm not. Do you know what? It started with him slitting somebody's throat and there was blood.
Strong start.
Yeah. But like, I have a very fine line of what I can watch and I can't, and that really turned me because it happened so instantly. I didn't have time to warm up to the movie and then there was a lot of blood and I didn't really like that. And Scott was like, Melissa, it really wasn't that bad. So we kept going and then I was like, ugh. And actually, just as I said, we should turn this off, I was almost sucked in. I might have stayed if he hadn't turned it off.
Have you ever watched John Wick?
No.
I saw the first one not so long ago and it was class.
John Wick is incredible. I think you would love it because it's
really?
That kind of movie. But...
Because I love Jason Bourne movies.
Is it Keanu Reeves? It's Keanu Reeves, isn't it? Yeah.
So I think there's three of them. The third one, it's like every frame someone like gets shot.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's like, it's not gory or anything, so I think you'd be able to watch it. It's brilliant.
Okay, I saw the first one. I was at like a family thing, and you know that the TV's always on in the background?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like watching it, and I was like, okay, I need to go home and watch that. And it was very, very good.
That's
it's
actually
good
the
show.
Worst ever.
What was
are
it,
you
friends?
Ever watching something and your family comes over?
And you just want to watch
you
it?
You literally just want to watch the TV. So when I was younger, I used to like...
It's a good job your mum doesn't listen to this, isn't it?
No!
Stop coming over while I'm watching TV!
It's never happened at my apartment, but it used to happen all the time at home. Like, my aunties and stuff would come over and I would just get the remote and turn it up. And my mum would be like, Melissa! I was watching this. I didn't ask to be interrupted. Or I'd leave the room
it's
and go
all
watch
about
another
me.
TV. But... Because you couldn't just see it again. It's like back in the day. This is when I was a child. Like Netflix didn't exist.
It's live.
Yeah, it was live.
Anyway.
So that was this week's episode of well, Movie Reviews and what we're watching.
I was going to say, that was Listener of the Week. If you want to be Listener of the Week a little bit later on, Melissa's going to tell you how you can do it. That was a lot. Who wants to go first? Who's had a good week? Connor, you've been away, haven't you?
When was the last time
I'm
we recorded?
Away.
I don't know. It was like 3 weeks ago. I don't know. I can't even think of everything I've done in the last
had
3 weeks.
Had I been to London?
You had not.
Right.
Let's hear your trip to London.
Yeah, you go first.
I'm not ready. You go first.
Okay. Right.
So I have been on a plane more than I've been in my own car recently.
I'm not surprised.
When did we? Did we record? We didn't record one after my birthday, did we? No.
Thank
you
so much for the presents. Happy birthday, by the way. Yeah.
Very
thank
welcome.
You very much. I used my voucher in London. I sent you a photo. It was so good.
It looked amazing. So we, what do we get you? Just Eat Voucher.
A couple of beers and a massive bar of Galaxy, which Liv canned.
Liv had the Galaxy.
Very welcome, Liv.
Wow.
Yeah,
In the fridge or not in the fridge?
In the fridge,
good.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Because that's how the Galaxy was intended to be eaten when we got you.
All chocolate is intended to be eaten.
Not
so.
In my book, but okay. It's your birthday.
Good job was me. Went and bought it then,
I'm going to say nothing.
So, yes, thank you so much for that. On my birthday, we just went and got a bit of lunch and stuff, which was really nice. We went to that place, Nico's, that I said about in Lisburn Road. So it was lovely.
Did you go to Jock Street the other day? I meant to ask.
We did not. Okay. We went to Cafe Mods.
Oh, nice.
Because I didn't, I looked at the menu and it was very brunchy, lunchy
brunchy
sort of stuff. I think we just went to like paninis.
My sister's been 4 weeks in a row and they said that they're going to give her a wee booth, just with a wee plaque on it for her.
What panini do you get?
Black card. Yeah. I got chicken, bacon, cheese and barbecue sauce.
Nice. Mm.
Liv got carrot and coriander soup and it was...
I thought you were going to say a carrot and coriander panini.
No,
I was like, what the hell is that?
Carrot and coriander soup and it was incredible.
Yeah.
I love soup. It was amazing. It's so underrated, but you see it not this time of the year, but coming into this time of the year. Ugh.
Like warm wheaten.
Like I love leek and potato soup or like tomato and basil. One of my top three. Love it. Mm.
So yes, we did that. Went to Emerge Festival. Happened in Belfast.
That's right. So it did.
Which was great. I think like obviously we're very lucky in like such kind of a smallish city of what Belfast is. We have so much entertainment and festivals and stuff like that happens. And we've got Belsonic, Custom House Square, Planet Love is back. And Planet
Love's right, it's this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, so Planet Love is kind of, it's a little bit more of a festival. Belsonic's more of a concert.
Yeah.
Planet Love is kind of
different,
like
tents
different tents
and all that
and
kind of
stuff
thing.
Like that. Emerge is a proper festival, but the caliber of acts was like incredible.
It was next level, wasn't it?
It was so good. So
so I went to see, I went on the Saturday night. I bumped into you. And one of the street team girls that I was with, Jill, was kind of like, you need to go to this tent and see Peggy Goo. Now, I've heard of Peggy Goo, but I've never like, I'm not a massive like techno music fan, but I went into the tent and it was incredible.
It did look really good. That was the weekend I was in London. And I think like I was watching stories at home thinking, I wish I was there. And I think had I been at home and seen like the Saturday night, I would have went on.
You would have went. The bit that got me was the actual level of production that goes into the tents as well, because obviously you've got the main stage, but like inside the tents, the light shows and the effects and the sound systems were amazing. So good. So that's a brand new festival in Northern Ireland and it was class.
Yeah, it was really good. So you'll be surprised to know that I've been in London, my second home, quite a bit.
Connor, I know we've asked this before, but I want to see if things have changed. Do you stay in the same hotel every time now?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah,
have you had the room with the heads on the wall again since? No.
Because you used to dabble in hotels.
I did, and then like I found the hotel that I like.
And it's
then,
a good location.
Yeah, it's such a good location.
And
it's
if we're coming to London soon, should we stay in that hotel or should we stay somewhere else? Is it nearby? No.
Yeah, it's close.
Okay.
It's close to like everything. It's 45 minutes from Gatwick straight into King's Cross. I get discounted rooms. I get free upgrades to like suites if I'm booking. So if you're ever going, I can book it for you and you'll get like a suite. But yeah, like I used to kind of go and stay in different hotels. See, I've booked like my next couple of trips over the next couple of weeks last night to see the price of hotels in London at the minute.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's mad.
Yeah.
So yes, been in London. We have our with like the label side of things, we're doing our first label kind of, it's not like a launch party because we launched the label in April, but we haven't really had a chance to like throw a party, and it's something that we're going to be doing like every 3 or 4 months. The first plan was to do a club night, but the brand isn't established enough to do a club night, and that's a little bit too much of an undertaking to do like a club night every month or something. So we're just going to do events. We're going to do, the first one is in London at the end of this month. We're probably going to do another one in London at Christmas time. I want to do something here in Belfast, but obviously with the weather and stuff, I found a venue that I would like to do it in Belfast. the, is it the Boneyard?
Yeah, it's class.
I want to do it in there. That's like the outdoor kind of.
What one's the Boneyard, is that?
The one beside Weatherspoons.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So I want to do it in there, but that will probably be like Easter time, like going into the summer next year. So yes, first event is at the end of the month in London, in Shoreditch, which I'm really excited about. I'm going to be sending out invites tomorrow or some point this week. So
you
I'll send you an invite.
You
well,
sent
yeah,
this
I've
one.
Sent it. Yeah, yeah. But I'm going to be like sending them out to like everyone and stuff. So if yous can come, it would be great to see yous there. If yous can't, no worries at all. It's perfectly fine. That sounded like quite passive aggressive.
Didn't it? It's like, didn't want you there anyway.
No,
I didn't mean that.
I really want to come. I've been looking at flights. They're so cheap.
Yeah, flights are fine and stuff.
I'm so lost. I'll tell you, like, obviously we'll get into London because I went to London, mm-hmm. but I don't know where to stay. So I need help with that because
yeah,
I don't
yeah,
really
course.
Know.
So yeah, we're doing that. I played, so I'm just back from Norwich. I was playing at a festival in Norwich on Sunday, Sundown Festival, which is kind of like the closing, like the last kind of big
yeah.
festival of the year. I was supposed to have been playing a lot more festivals and like Ibiza shows and stuff this year, but the Radio 1 thing happened like quite late in the year.
Yeah.
So by the time that happened, a lot of festivals and clubs and stuff had already done their bookings. So next year is going to be fun. But yeah, did that. So flew out first thing Sunday morning. I was supposed to play down south in Drogheda on Saturday night. By the time I usually finish my set in Drogheda and get home, it's like 4 a.m. There was only one flight that I could get out to Stansted, and then I had to go from Stansted to Norwich.
Mm-hmm.
That was at 10 past 7 on Sunday morning. So Liv said to me like a couple of weeks back, she's like, what time's your flight out? Because she's going to be taking me to the
yeah.
airport. And I was like, oh, it's this time, but I'm in Drogheda. She's like,
you're
what?
Not going to make it.
She's like, no. She's like, cancel a gig because
yeah.
you will be coming in from Drogheda, getting a shower and going straight to the airport. And she's like, you'll be
yeah.
dead. She's like, just cancel it. So I did that. Sundown Festival was class. It was so good. So it was the last day of the festival. It happens over Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I've done like Belsonic and stuff, but it was like the first proper big
yeah.
festival that I've done in England. And just the scale of it's like,
next
it's
level.
It's mad. Like,
is there like different stages like emerge?
Yeah, so yeah. I was playing in this tent. It's mad. Like, I think there's another word for it. Is it a marquee?
Marquee.
That held 6,000 people.
Wow.
It was massive.
And was it packed?
It wasn't packed whenever I was on. It was like, it was very busy whenever I was on. But I was on, my set was 3:30 to 5:00. And then Jax Jones was headlining that tent that night. And then the headline acts on the main stage was Sean Paul.
What?
For some reason. Yeah.
Sean DePaul.
Yeah. Backstage, like in the artist area and stuff, everyone, like all the artists and stuff, we have like our own porter cabins kind of thing. You saw it like at
yeah.
the Belsonic. His was just covered in Jamaican flags. Like, there were Jamaican flags everywhere. So, yeah, that was great. And then I flew back on Monday afternoon. I'm here now. And then I'm back in London first thing Wednesday.
I don't know. I was thinking about this the other day. I don't know how you don't have crazy anxiety. Maybe
why?
It's because you plan. Maybe
yeah.
if you were like me, you would have crazy anxiety.
Yeah.
Maybe it's why all that planning pays off.
Well, I was speaking to Jax at the festival, and because he's like, him and Joel are like ridiculously busy.
Yeah.
And obviously at that level, you get like normal flights, like Iranair and EasyJets and stuff. But at times you get like jets mm-hmm. and stuff, which obviously helps massively. But I'd said to him, I was like, I'm like spinning a few different plates at the minute with like radio, the label and DJing and stuff. I was like, how do you do it?
Yeah.
Like at that level and you're flying, like
surely
especially
they
in
have a personal assistant plan and everything for them.
Yeah,
and their
you have your tour
schedule.
Manager.
Yeah.
So you've got your manager and then you've got your tour manager, which like your tour manager travels with you and like sorts out all the logistics and everything. But I had said to him, I was like, those summer months between May and like September, it's just constant. Like
yeah.
you're away probably 3-4 days out of the week
yeah.
and then you're flying back to see your family and then you're away again and maybe your family can come with you for a couple of days. But Jax Jones is like Jax Jones.
Yeah.
That's all. Like he does a few other bits and pieces, but that's his main thing. next summer, I don't know how I'm going to do it because I've got radio, label and flan all over the
place.
You're
going to have to get a tour manager.
So it's going to be fun.
Because I think being Jack Stone's obviously stressful, but if I had somebody telling me, Melissa, on Monday this is where we're going and we'll fly back, I wouldn't have to think for myself. Somebody could just tell me where I need to be every now and again. I think it's harder for you. I cannot, like, I personally couldn't organise myself like that and stay on top of it. I would let a plate drop.
Like, do you know the way I love lists?
Yes.
Well, I was speaking to my management and agent and stuff. That's the lists of festivals for next year.
Connor, what the
wow.
Yeah.
So and you get away anywhere fun? Like, is there... are you allowed to say anything?
A lot of them are in the UK. There's Jersey. I don't even know what Jersey is.
Jersey is an island.
It's
below.
An island. My sister's friends from Jersey. It's really lovely. I've been there.
There's Croatia.
Nice.
Oh, unbelievable. Which festival?
Hideout Festival.
Hideout. Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah, a lot of them are in the UK and then like Ibiza and stuff. So yeah, it'll be fun.
Cool.
And yeah, I think that's pretty much it. I've been very busy. Also, inflation, obviously very on topic at the minute with electric and gas and stuff. Went to get an ice cream at Sundown Festival. It was £3.50 for a single cone.
Saw your
flake.
Picture of that.
That's a cone with a flake in it was £3.50.
£3.50 for a
did
double.
Did you put that on your story or did you send that into us?
On my story for a single twin. Cone and a flake.
Do you know what that is? See now, right? You're looking at that now, and that's a scam. But that's going to become so normal that you're not even going to realise that's a scam anymore.
Like a Freddo bar wise, nobody said Freddo. Well, nobody.
I think someone did say Freddo in the message. But look, we'll get back to that later on. I'll go next because I haven't really done too much. Went to see Where the Crawdads Sing, which was a Melissa Riddell recommendation. Very good movie.
Yeah.
Very good movie. The twist at the end that Melissa keeps trying to sell you is worth going to see it.
Would I like it?
I think you would.
Okay.
I actually think you would.
Scott enjoyed it as well.
I'll check it out.
I mean, he didn't think it was the best movie he'd ever seen, but he didn't. He was like, I like that.
Yeah.
But
good.
Then I was explaining, so once you go see it, then I can explain to you what actually happens in the book and why the book's actually so much better.
Mm-hmm.
But it, as a movie, if you haven't read the book, you know, it's still got the twist.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would recommend that. Also went to see the Elvis movie. Very, very good.
Is it good?
It's really good. I didn't know the Elvis story. And I've never really been into his music, and I wouldn't say I am into the music, but the story's very interesting. It's actually a little bit sad.
Did he die on the toilet?
That's what Scott was telling me. He died on the toilet.
I don't think they don't go into that level of detail, I think, out of respect.
Yeah.
So I don't know that, as far as I'm aware, that's a rumour. It might be true, it might not, but they definitely didn't show it.
I know that we've spoken about conspiracy theories and stuff before. Have you seen the conspiracy theory about Graceland, which is his home?
Yeah.
Apparently the what's the word, like, not the gardener, the maintenance guy is Elvis. Like,
one of those ones
that is Elvis.
Oh,
and he
really?
just couldn't live the life. I've actually heard that before, but that because people do say that he's still alive.
Yeah, and there's a book apparently as well that whenever he died, like a few weeks after, there was money withdrawn from his bank account, apparently, and he went somewhere, like, say, for example, Peru, and entered a Elvis impersonation competition. I think it actually may have been Vegas.
Imagine he didn't win.
And came third.
Oh,
I was going to imagine he didn't win, he came third.
Yeah, apparently, like, there's a whole book about it. Yeah.
I know you said there, I know we don't like talking about conspiracy theories. I love them.
Yeah,
I know
brilliant.
You do too. It's just
no,
Melissa. Melissa holds us back.
No, I do get sucked into things like that. But you see mysteries of old houses and stuff like that.
Yeah. What actually, I wish the movie had been out before we went to Las Vegas, because I would have loved to have, like, gone around and seen the Elvis sights then. Do you know, like, the hotel that he performed in, and, like, that you can tour the suite. The Elvis suite that he lived in for like 2 years and stuff.
Class.
So a bit disappointed I never got to do that. But yeah, I would recommend that too. Very good movie. What else? My weekend's just been filled with a load of sport. I was hosting the Ulster rugby game on Friday night, which was very good. Ulster kicked Exeter's ass, so that was good. And the Belfast Giants are back too. I was at the game at the weekend, and that's pretty much been it. I haven't really been doing too much else.
Also, on the topic of sport, United's going to win the league this year.
United are good again. What's that about?
I know.
What is that about? United are actually a good football team.
Yeah.
I mean, there's plenty of the season left. Like, let's not. Chelsea are crap. What's going on with Chelsea?
Ten Hag's class. We'll not get into football and stuff.
I told you he would be. I told you he would be. Melissa, how's your last couple of weeks been?
Yeah, what's been going on?
Been really good. I got these new trainers. Feel like I like them.
You're worse than me now with trainers.
These are Axel Arigatos. Love them. Wanted them for ages. Yeah. So obsessed.
Your new high techs are nice. They look like high techs, don't they?
Scott was like, they look like cheap Topshop trainers.
And yeah, do you remember high techs? Do you remember high techs that you would have used in school?
Yeah.
I don't know what they are.
You would have got them from Clark's, wouldn't you?
Yeah, like PE trainers.
Well, oh, I've had a really good time. We went to the Cool FM Summer Soiree and it was so good.
That was fun, actually.
Really fun. I forgot to mention that.
I was reading, I missed that.
Cool FM had a summer barbecue party. They had Leah Hart performing.
Performed at it, yeah.
Connor Mealy
from the Dirty Onion or the Goat, not the Goat's Toe. Well, I keep calling it the Goat's Toe. The Goat's Toe's in Bangor.
Said, yeah, we're in the Goat's Toe now, and I was like, oh my gosh, they've changed the location. I thought we were in the Thirsty Goat. Yeah, we were in the Thirsty Goat. There was like a little photo booth. There was West Coast Cooler. It was actually a really good time.
Did you get up and do karaoke?
I absolutely did not.
I would have loved
this. The karaoke was a last minute decision. The boss kind of made people partake in, right? And do you want to know the real violation of it? All of the karaoke bits were recorded and sent into the group chat afterwards.
That's going to come out of Christmas parties, isn't it?
Yeah.
I would be furious.
To be fair, though.
Did you sing?
No. Okay.
Those that got up were very good. Olivia upstairs, she is a classical singer. She's phenomenal.
Really?
Glenn from Downtown Breakfast.
Yeah, he loves performing.
He is fantastic, yeah. As is Arvana.
Yeah.
Who else got up?
Gav's one of the sales guys. He sang
Keith
something.
Got up as well.
He sang Frank Sinatra.
What is your karaoke go-to song?
I know we've done Hallelujah.
Really?
I won a holiday singing it twice.
What's yours?
What holiday did you win?
I went
two holidays.
Yeah, I won it twice. I went on holiday to Portugal with my family, and they did a karaoke competition. I think I was like 14, and they were like, "Get up and sing," and the winner wins a holiday back here. So I won. And then I never went on holiday because I was 14.
Yeah.
One holiday.
Your mom and dad
take the holiday.
I've won 3 holidays in my life and never went on any of them.
Do you know what I've noticed? See, Melissa, like, I would like to think that we're like very good friends and stuff, but Melissa's like an onion. She's like layers that peel away every once in a while, and you find out something new that you never knew about her.
So we went back to that same place, and that's the only time we ever went back to the same place on holiday, but we loved Portugal and we loved where we stayed. It was a lovely family hotel. And mom was like, "Go on, enter again. You remember you won last time?" I was like, "I won't win again." Won again. And when they were taking my details, they were like, "Have you won before?" And I was like, "Yeah." And this time, I think it was 16. Yeah, it must have been 16 this time. Didn't go again. Yeah. Because I didn't have anybody to go with. I didn't want to go back with my family. And it was like a room. So yeah, I never went back. But I used to be I was saying to Ivana, actually, I used to be a decent singer. Mm-hmm. I was never like a pop star, but I was always in school choir. I always sang solos, and I did musical theatre when I went to drama school.
Yeah.
So like, I loved singing, but honest to goodness, maybe it's just me, but maybe somebody listening can relate. If you do not practice, like, I rarely sing anymore. Mm-hmm. I maybe like hum along to a song or sing along badly here in the studio. When you start, I guess I didn't realise that I practiced all the time, because I always went to choir practice and I was always singing and always reaching for those notes. I swear, I'm not saying I cannot sing anymore. I cannot sing well anymore. Mm. I can still kind of sing in tune, but I've like lost it. And it must be something you really have to work on to get better. But I suppose it is a thing that you can train. So I guess out of practice, you just get worse.
Is 7 Drink Melissa singing Melissa?
I mean, honestly, 3 Drink Melissa probably thinks she's Beyonce. But yeah, it makes me sad though, because I used to, I was never amazing, but I did enjoy singing. And now I hear myself and I'm like, that's terrible.
Yeah.
So what is your go-to karaoke song then?
Alexander Burke, Hallelujah.
What's yours?
I kind of feel like it's the Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way, after we performed that at the Kill FM 30th birthday party.
That is a tune.
Even though you and me were only backing vocals, because PK and John Kearns actually wouldn't give us the microphones to sing.
Vocals at best.
And that's, I did the worm.
Yes,
I did the worm too. Thank you so much, I appreciate that.
Bring back another one of those parties.
That was good fun. What's yours?
I very rarely do karaoke. Between two, Eminem, 8 Mile. Lose Yourself,
right, okay.
Or 50 Cent, 21 Questions.
21 Questions, really?
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Sure.
Do you know what's so...
I just remembered I didn't win with the same song twice. I won with JoJo, Too Little, Too Late, the first time. And I won with Alexander Burke, Hallelujah, the second time.
Do you know a song from the 80s song called Hole of the Moon by the Waterboys?
No.
Never heard that? That's the best song ever written. That would be my second go-to. You should listen to it. It's a very good song.
I saw, like, everything is coming up on TikTok nowadays. Apparently, The Killers is like a Christian band.
What?
Like, if you listen to the lyrics of their songs, it's like Christian songs.
Didn't know that.
No idea.
Listen to, like, Mr. Brightside and stuff like that.
So I heard Mr. Brightside is about the... So what do you call the lead singer? Brandon Flowers?
Yeah.
So he found out his girlfriend was cheating on him or something, and he, like, literally ran back to his hotel and wrote this song as fast as he could because it's how he was feeling. And that's why, like, the lyrics are the same in both verses.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to write it as quickly as he could and get it out as quickly as he could.
Oh, my word.
Apparently that's what that's about. But I didn't know they were a Christian band.
Well, I don't know if it. I don't know if it's true.
They need to bring out a version of "Shine, Jesus, Shine."
"Shine, Jesus, Shine" is
an anthem.
It is an anthem.
Can we get up and do that at karaoke?
"Shine, Jesus, Shine."
Oh my God! What's happening, podcast?
Do you know what would happen? Everybody would join in because that's one of those songs.
"Shine, Jesus, Shine."
You just cannot not sing along to that.
So good. Anyway, I went to London. I've got a few things to say about London. Why is everybody so rude? Like, so rude, Connor.
Yeah.
Everyone is so rude. Got a food recommendation for you. We went to a place called Como Garden.
No, I haven't been.
Phenomenal.
Where did you, like, not exact place, what area did you stay?
Let me look it up.
Like, where were you near?
The girls picked it because it was near to everyone. The girls knew London a lot better. Everywhere. The girls knew London a lot better than me, so let me just find out what the hotel was called.
Was it like Leicester Square?
No, it wasn't. It was like near, like it was right by a tube stop, and then it was like a 5-minute one-stop tube to everywhere.
Okay,
I can't find it. 2 seconds. I might just tell you off the podcast.
Yes, just do that. That's fine.
But the girls picked it, which is because Emma's been to London loads of times. She used to go and stay with her friend. Her friend lived in Cambridge and they used to always do London, so she knows it so well. And I didn't have to think for myself the whole time. I just followed them around. I never had to look up a tube route or anything.
Yeah.
One thing, okay, there's a lot of things that make me realise I could never live in London. First of all, you live in a city, you finally move to the big city, you think you're close by to things. Like, I absolutely love living in Belfast because if anything's happened in Belfast, I'm like getting ready, and I just need to leave myself 10 minutes to get there. Every time we went somewhere in London, if we had a dinner reservation for 7, we had to leave at 6. You need to give yourself 45 minutes to get anywhere, even if it's only like 2 stops away. Because when you get into the underground, there might be a 7-minute wait or a 3-minute wait for the next tube. Then you get on it, then you get off it, then oh my God, all walking under the ground. It's not for me. It was so warm when we were there as well.
Grossness.
The underground is just grim when it's warm.
It's just so sweaty.
Do you know what I hate about the underground, right? So do you know whenever you just miss a train and you're on the platform, you're like the only one there and you're like, oh, well, at least this next train is not going to be too busy. And within 3 minutes, that platform is rammed.
Yeah.
There's a million people on it.
Well, you need to go to Como Garden because we actually have such good food there. These are, you like gnocchi, don't you?
Yes.
Connor, this was gnocchi, right?
Right.
This here, can you see? They were like, it was like the size of a boiled egg. Mm-hmm. I've never seen gnocchi that size before. And when you got into it, it had like cheese.
Ooh.
It was, oh my God, like stringy cheese. It was phenomenal. We got I wouldn't recommend the fish actually. We got the sea bass. It wasn't great. They were in the meatballs. They were phenomenal. It's like tapas. Oh, it was amazing. We had been recommended it though by one of our friends. Went for a couple brunches, went to Selfridges, did some shopping. I love Joe and the Juice. I love just walking around, but there was one place I really wanted to go. I'd seen it all over the internet, wanted to go for ages. And you all know my favourite dessert is... You know what my
sponge
favorite dessert
cake
is?
Sponge cake with custard.
What the
no.
heck?
What is your favourite dessert?
I do know the answer to this. Ice cream and jelly.
Is it not the ivy? The chocolate ball?
No.
Pavlova?
Just a cookie with ice cream.
Oh, cookie with ice cream.
So it is.
I was basically right.
Vans cookies?
No, I've had a Vans cookie before.
So good, aren't they?
But where I always wanted to go was Knack because they do cookies with whipped ice cream, cereal milk ice cream.
You showed me this place.
I have talked about it for years. So when we went to go on the first day. If you want to eat outside, so you can't. Right, we had booked brunch. So we were going to go to Knack for dessert because. We had already booked a brunch. We went somewhere for brunch. You cannot just eat inside and get just dessert.
Right.
Really strange rule. You can only just get dessert outside, but you can't book a table for outside. You have to join a waiting list. So when we walked over after our brunch, the waiting list was 75 people long.
Wow.
And they were like, don't even know why we haven't closed it yet. Maybe come back tomorrow. So we came back tomorrow and they were like, the waiting list is 2 hours long today. And we were like, we're joining it anyway, that's fine. We'll go around, we'll shop, we'll explore. Because you can pass 2 hours in London easily.
Yeah.
So we went over to Harrods and then we got the text message, you need to be back in 10 minutes. It took us 40 minutes.
Yeah, you're not getting back from there.
It took us 40 minutes to get back. But we walked in and we were like, we're back. And they were like, we sent that text 40 minutes ago. And I was like, this is so annoying. Like we were told to come back today. We waited 2 hours. They were not very nice, but they did give us a table and I did get the dessert. To be fair, it was delicious, but it was just a cookie and ice cream. Yeah. I make cookies and ice cream at home all the time. I would say mine are up there with that, but so glad I got to experience it. It was delicious. Mm-hmm. Like we all did say, and it was worth the wait. Can you see the pancakes there? They're dulce de leche pancakes. Yeah. And look how thick the caramel is on top.
Nice.
Really, really, really good. I would recommend it. Katie got this spicy tequila cocktail.
Wow.
It was really good. I just had wine. So then we went to a birthday party at Soho House White City.
Yeah.
Really nice. Really good time. And then we just kind of explored the whole time. Oh, and obviously went over to Camden Market. I bought a new ring. So cute. Had a really good time, but everybody was rude. People are rude. And people stare at you on the tube.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It was so weird because on some tubes, like Notting Hill Carnival was on while we were there. And I wasn't staring at everybody. And people were like walking around in bikinis, mm-hmm. covered in paint. I didn't stare at anybody. But when the girls and I were glammed on a night out, when we came down into the tube, everyone was staring. My friend Emma is so funny. She was having none of it. She's like, are they looking at something? Do they want to take a picture?
That's like, the most Belfast thing ever, isn't it?
But it's like, why are you staring? Have you never seen... I mean, I do not dress promiscuously at all. Like, I had a skirt on. And then if I'm wearing shorts, I wear like long sleeves or a blazer. Like I'm never showing too much skin. So I couldn't understand why people were staring. It was like they'd never seen girls glammed up before, which was so opposite to like my usual view of London, which is that anything goes. Mm-hmm. You can wear anything and nobody really takes like any notice of you.
Yeah.
On the tubes, it's different. Like everybody just stares. It's so off-putting.
Well, you're in such like a confined space, I guess. Is like,
well, like there were these girls and they were talking about us in a different language and I really wanted to own them because I could make out a couple words, but I didn't know what they were saying. Like,
what was the language?
French.
Oh. Really? I didn't want to be the one to say that explains it, like.
But like, because they were in tracksuits and we were going out, so I don't know if they didn't like our outfits or anything, but it was horrible. Like, I just didn't enjoy that side of it. But other than that, we obviously had such a good time and it was so good to see Katie because she lives in Amsterdam, so we'll get to see her as much and just spend time together. Oh my goodness. Okay, actually, the worst service of my entire life was in, oh my gosh, what was it called? Do you know that restaurant that's outside there? It's called like Malmaison or Maison. I don't know what it was called.
No.
The guy took our order and he was like this. Like pulling faces
at what you were ordering.
Yes. So it was like, it was a brunch spot and it was like two courses for $29.50 or something.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh gosh, I don't really like anything in the menu. So I was like, oh, I'll just have this. And he was like, you have to order two courses. And I was like, all right, okay. Well, I didn't like the starter, so I was like, I'll take one of the desserts. And he was like, right, okay. And then my friend Emma is the fussiest eater ever. I think I've told you before. She like orders sides. Mm-hmm. So she was like, would it be okay if I just ordered a few sides and that's what I want to eat? And he was like, okay. And then she looked down at the menu, was picking her sides, and he was going like this.
I would be like, good sir, will you change your attitude?
Obviously I didn't say anything because it's me. I've never been so close to saying, excuse me, have we done something wrong?
Yeah.
Like, are you okay? I've never received service like that in my life. He was horrible. And then it was almost like he knew he'd pissed us off because we stopped being friendly. Mm. Like, he was like, is everything okay? And we were like, yeah, fine. Because everything wasn't okay.
Yeah.
Because he was so busy pulling faces.
Yeah.
Katie asked for fried eggs instead of poached eggs. She hates poached eggs.
Mm-hmm.
I love poached eggs and I like mine soft. Katie was like, I really need like hard boiled egg, like soft boiled egg, soft yolk turns her. And he got it completely wrong. I came poached eggs for her. And then she was like, I ordered fried.
Did you send them back?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I came fried eggs for her and I came poached eggs for me. And he's like, made sure the yolks were really hard for you. And I
do a little clip there, mate.
Well, I just, it's okay. It's fine.
Just getting in there.
It's fine.
I hate hard-boiled eggs. Yeah. I hate hard-boiled yolk. It's actually... Ugh. So Katie and I are polar opposites in the way we like our eggs. And I was like... Ugh. But I obviously didn't say anything because we'd already sent back the other eggs. But if he hadn't been so busy pulling faces...
Yeah. He maybe would have gotten the order right.
Yeah.
Do you know what I love? Like, I'm quite a petty person, right? And I love nothing more than when you do get bad service in a place and they bring your food down and it's wrong. So you get to go, excuse me, because I'm not one to make a scene. So if that had happened to me, I'd have went, do you know what? I'll deal with it. It's fine. But whenever they've been like that and they get it wrong, that's where you get to go, sorry, mate, you got my order wrong.
I wish I'd been a bit more ballsy. I can't. It was so like... It was quite fancy and they were like, everyone was lovely around us. And the other waitress there, she was lovely. So we kept saying, excuse me, and getting her to fix things for us. And I didn't want to annoy her. And it, like, you know, the way restaurants work, it wasn't her table, but she kept having to get everything for us because it was like he knew he'd done wrong. So he didn't want to come back to our table. Mm-hmm. Like he did not want to come back. The only time he came back was to give us the bill.
I hope you tipped her well.
I wish I'd also had the balls to say, can you remove the service charge? Because there's service charges everywhere in London now. Yeah. I'm a tipper anyway. I always tip. But that would have been the one occasion I'd have been like, we paid the bill, we don't tip. But I obviously didn't have the balls to say, take the service charge off. So we tipped. But like, whatever. Anyway, other than that, we actually did have a really good time.
I always tip with, do you know card? You can tip with card now. But I like if there's been like one waitress or waiter who's been really good and the other ones have been like mediocre, I'll be like, do you get that?
Yeah.
And like if they go, no, it gets shared out, I'll be like, oh, hang on, I'll give you cash then.
Yeah.
Because then they get it. Because there's nothing worse than people who don't deserve a tip. It's like, you've been to New York, haven't you? Or have you?
Yes.
New York is known for being like the rudest people in the world, right? And like their waitresses and waiters and all can be quite like snarky and rude and almost as if... And then they've the cheek at the end of it to like stick this wee smiley face in your bill with the tip options. And I'm like,
crazy.
No, like, I know we come from a world where tipping's not normal, but you still have to work for it, surely. Yeah, you still have to. Anyway,
came home from London and the only thing of note that has happened since is that I am now viral on TikTok because of an elk frother.
That cracks me up every time.
The other day, what did you do?
I was just sharing my new milk frother from Lidl because I knew people would love it. And it's got 1.5 million views.
I love that one of Northern Ireland's biggest fashion influencers has gone viral for a milk frother, which wasn't even a paid advert. Just something you bought.
Well, I've been looking for a good one of those for ages. And obviously, I was saying that we had bought Mum the Hotel Chocolat Velvetizer as part of her Christmas present last year and she loves it. I saw this thing and I was like, that is exactly the same. Like, even... you know, the settings and the way it works, you could put hot chocolate in that.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the same, and it was $19.99 in Lidl. So, yes. And then I went out on Saturday night with my girls because my friend Kate leaves in 2 weeks for Australia. My best friend. I'm so sad. So sad. She's not going to be back for 4 years. So we went to Two Taps. I've always wanted to go. Never been before. Have you been?
Yeah.
Have you been, Curtis?
Nope.
I liked it. I did like it. People rave about it. I don't know if I rave about it, but I definitely liked it and I would go back. And the service was much better than in London. And then we went to the Goat's Toe afterwards, Curtis.
You went to Bangor, really? Wow.
Went to the Thirsty Goat after. I love the Thirsty Goat on a Saturday night. It's very good. And that's kind of been my week.
Very good.
Good fun. Anything else to add before we move on to this week's quiz? No? Okay.
I'm good.
Let's do it.
I'm excited for autumn.
Of course you are. What is this this year's autumn colour?
Right. People have been saying red.
Really?
I hate the colour red, so I'm going to ignore it.
Is it not usually like a green or a brown?
Do you know what? Like everything, I think there are less trends in autumn winter than there are in, you know, summer. Summer's always like brights in colour. And a few years ago, maybe like 5 years ago, red was the colour of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And I embraced it. If red is once again the colour of the season, I'm not embracing it this time. I'm not.
Who picks the colour of the season? Like, who is
like
in a position
fashion
to
Kim
do
Kardashian.
But I don't even know if there really is a colour of the season. I haven't really done any trend investigating. Because I don't really follow the trends as much as I did in the past because I'm much more about like wearing the pieces that I love and that work in my wardrobe for years and years because like I want to buy investment pieces. If you buy a good coat, that's not going to go out of style. If you buy a nice pair of boots, they're not going to go out of style. Like chunky boots, knits and coats are going to be in season every autumn winter for the rest until the end of time. So I just kind of dress for that rather than for the trends. The trends this season, one of the biggest ones is kind of like, oh my gosh, what are they called? Like pleated skirts. I've bought one, haven't worn it yet. And like, yeah. Cute.
She's getting so excited. So see the way that we did a couple of episodes about like conspiracy theories?
Oh, you just pay them back?
Yes.
That's what that is, right? Okay.
Thanks very much.
Because I don't have much to put into the fashion conversation. I was chatting about a coat I was going to buy the other day.
Yeah.
And Melissa gave me a discount code that I could use for ASOS to get that coat. And then she looked at the coat I was buying and went, Curtis, you have one like that? Like
he literally has one exactly the same. Exact. Where is it to all the Christmas parties?
Which is what Ashley said as well.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same coat. But he said his other one was old. So
yeah,
you know,
I mean, it was one of those long term decisions.
It's what
where,
I just said.
Yeah.
If you buy a good coat, you'll have it for years and years and years because it never goes out of style.
Mm-hmm.
That, and I did say, if your other one's done and you've had it for years, buy this one again. You know you're going to wear it.
Yeah.
Do you know what the problem is? The problem is my dog.
Yeah.
I can't wear dark clothing. So my favorite coat's navy and my dog's white, and those two things don't go together. Do you know?
Yeah.
As we hairs get stuck in everything.
You need about 6 lint rollers. One in the car.
God knows how many. Have you seen those things you can get for like hoovering your sofa for the pet hair? I was considering doing that on my clothes, but apparently it would ruin them.
Yeah.
I love this time of year with like hoodies and
just comfort clothing. Comfort clothing. Although I've noticed, see, since I've started doing CrossFit, right? I love nothing more than just wearing like sports clothes.
I mean, literally, I wear leggings every time we record this podcast.
Because I could think, like, literally, I come in here, I do my class in the morning, then come into work with, like, jeans and t-shirts and stuff to change into afterwards, and can't face putting them on because jeans are just so uncomfortable, I find.
I think that happened in COVID, though. I think cozy clothes became a massive part of, like, everyday wear rather than just for athlete.
Literally, you just got up in the morning, you stuck your sweats on, and they were on you until that night, and then just repeat the cycle. I miss that.
I bought the most gorgeous sweat set from Zara. I put it in my haul. It was on my Instagram if you didn't see it.
Oh, I must go watch that.
Like, I can't wait to wear it. It was
add that to your list.
It's 15 seconds, so you could just go and have a peek.
I'll do it. I'll go and support
thanks
you.
Thanks very much. It's like this cream two-piece, it's joggers and jumper, but it's like so chic looking.
Yeah.
I plan to wear that all the time. I was going to put it on today, but I thought, no, I'm going to save it for because it's sunny today.
Yeah.
I'm going to save it until it gets a little bit colder.
A little bit colder.
Okay.
Should we do the quiz?
Yes.
Okay. Winner stays on. That is twice we've gone off on a tangent for a significant period of time.
But this is the thing, man. This is the beauty about a podcast. There's no rules.
This could be six hours if we wanted to be.
Sometimes I get embarrassed when people say, what's your podcast about? And I'm like,
everything.
I don't actually know.
You should maybe just have a wee listen. Yeah. Or maybe don't. Because you know, like, people who listen to podcasts, they want to know what it's about. They want to know what they're going to get from it. And I'm like,
I think it's because people want a niche.
Yeah.
And this is the most un-niche thing ever. This is all the stuff we want to say on the radio, but we don't have time for because we've got to play Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
So that's the way I look at it. But right, Connor's on quiz.
Yeah, so
what have you got for us?
This week, this is probably the point where people will turn off and stop listening.
I mean, if they didn't turn off in all the times I've done a quiz, I think we might be okay.
So
don't
worry. I'll be very transparent. I completely forgot about this. So it's more of a game.
I love a game.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Is it a game like I did last time where I try to make yous do the...
No.
No.
You have one like question each. Okay.
Oh, right.
So the way that this is going to work is I have set... I've got a stopwatch on my phone.
Right.
And you're both going to get two different times.
Okay.
So I will hit start and then... You need to get as close to the time as possible. I will tell you, like, the time. You are sitting in front of two screens.
Okay, so I won't look. That's fine.
You have to look. Like,
you have to
try. Okay, that's fine. Yeah, I'll go that way.
And just shout, Curtis, stop, right?
Okay.
So who wants to go first?
Before we decide that, I just want to say that Connor started by saying he hasn't put much thought into this.
And
it's the most complicated game I've heard so far in this podcast.
Creative.
It is.
It's a stopwatch, just me pressing thing and... who wants to go first, Curtis or Melissa?
I'll allow you to go first.
No, you go first.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay.
So to make it a little bit, not difficult, but to kind of throw you off a little bit, whenever you're going, you look that way.
Right.
To the wall.
Okay.
Me and Melissa will be talking to each other just about London.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Wow.
Whenever Melissa's doing it, me and you'll talk about football.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Right, okay.
So you need to get as close to 12 seconds whenever you think 12 seconds is up, okay?
Right, okay.
Look at the wall.
Okay, looking at the wall.
Starting now.
Connor, Melissa, do you think people are rude in London?
Not really.
Do you not?
No, I think in restaurants and stuff at times they can be, but I think whenever you're like in the tube and stuff and you're
12.
Walking around and you like knock into them and stuff.
That was stressful.
That can be, right? Okay, so yours is 12 seconds.
Okay.
Did I get it?
No.
What did I get?
Well, I'm not going to tell you until
Okay. Oh,
wait,
right,
so
I'm
with
you.
Did I say Melissa or did I say 12?
Just,
I'm not, mine's not 12 seconds.
I'm going to give you a different. Well, do you want a different number or do you want 12 seconds?
Go 12 seconds.
Oh, 12
then,
seconds.
So have you taken a note of what I got? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Ready? There's
yep.
no clocks or anything.
No, there's nothing.
Okay. Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1. Curtis, football.
Football. Chelsea are rubbish, United are good. And when was the last time that was a thing?
I know. You got away so lucky on... What was
the
it,
VAR
Saturday?
Thing? Yeah.
VAR
that was really
mess
far.
At the minute, isn't it?
That was really...
Oh,
that wasn't 12 seconds.
It was.
Yous both went, oh my God, so close. So yous both went over 12 seconds.
Right.
Curtis, you got 14.26.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Melissa got 14.42.
Oh, so I won?
Yeah, you won, mate.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Actually,
it felt
sure.
like you did it quicker than
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I really thought I got 12.
I like that.
Right.
That's very close.
Was that a good game?
Do we have to do it again?
No, no, that's it. It's over.
Is that the quiz over?
Yeah.
I thought we were doing best of three.
Would you want to do best of three?
I don't know that I do.
Nah.
I mean, okay. We just move on?
Yeah.
Winner stays on. So just to give you a heads up, Melissa's doing the quiz next episode, which means that...
Well, I'll be counting to 20.
Yeah. Can I recommend that you get yourself a YouTube premium subscription before you do it so that we don't get hit with adverts in the inevitable Disney theme tune quiz that you're going to do?
This is going to be the Metropolitan thing all over again, isn't it? We're just going to be doing numbers
it
and
is.
Counting.
Right, this week's episode, we are talking about scams that have become so normal that you don't even realise they're a scam anymore. We touched on one a little bit earlier on. What was that?
COVID.
Oh.
That's the one,
the one we said we're not
going
to do, yeah. There
yes,
was some, we mentioned
was.
Something earlier, but let me see. Service charges.
Yes, sorry.
Someone said service charges earlier. No, I don't.
Just sent it to my boyfriend and said, what's your answer? And guess what he said?
What? Did he say COVID?
No.
What?
Calories.
Engagement ring prices.
So right.
Wow, he's got a point.
So right.
He has got a point. Right, so I've seen a few of these on TikTok over the last couple of days, and I thought that's why it'd be good to chat about, because everybody does seem to have different answers. Now, I've come up with two myself, right?
Yeah.
The first one is the price of a cinema pick and mix.
Extortionate, isn't it?
You're right.
So I went to the cinema the other night and happily paid £4 for a small pick and mix, which was a small cup.
I think that needs to be taken further, and it's the price of cinema snacks. That
in general.
That is a scam that is so normal. Because I will so happily pay £8 for my large popcorn.
Exactly, yeah.
Imagine buying a big bag of popcorn, which is, popcorn's the cheapest thing you can make. It's puffed air.
The price of cinema snacks.
In Tesco's.
Yeah. The price of cinema snacks and the fact that they don't tell you that it's actually all right to bring your own snacks in. Like, for some reason...
It's not illegal.
This is what I mean.
It's
for some reason, everybody
upon.
Thinks it's illegal. Yeah. But, so...
How could that be illegal?
I paid £4. I know, imagine the cinema phoning the police because you brought your own bar of Galaxy. Do you know what I mean?
The only time I ever take my own cinema snacks is when I'm really counting my calories. So I'll buy, like, have you ever seen the low-calorie popcorn? It's like 90 calories the bag and a skinny whip bar. Like, so if I'm really watching my calories or I've, like, been really bad and I still want to go to the cinema and I still want to have popcorn and snack, that's me.
I've seen people come in with, like, and I'm not joking, like full Chinese takeaways.
KFCs and Burger Kings. So yeah. Buy.
That's one thing I've never seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
Somebody
never seen that.
A McDonald's behind me one time. And I was so jealous. Smelled phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
I wouldn't have the balls. I hid my skinny whip on my popcorn in my handbag.
Well, I worked it out, right? So recently I paid just under £4 for a small pick-a-mix, which they do in cups now. They're not
I
bags.
Love pick-a-mix.
And it was a wee small one. Now, I'm not too adventurous with a pick-a-mix and I kind of like pick three or four things that I like, but get loads of them and then try and fill the gaps with like jelly beans or something.
Yeah.
So I worked out, I went to Tesco's and I just added the prices up and I could get pretty much four or five times the amount of sweets for that price in Tesco.
It's so true. It is a scam, but the cinema is the one place, like, I really don't mind, because I personally love cinema popcorn so much. Mm-hmm. Like, so much. So I don't mind.
Salted or sweet?
Sweet.
Sweet. Scott all likes
salted.
Day.
It's disgusting. I like salted.
What the heck? You're Scott. Like, but, whereas, do you know, I've told you this so many times, and this is a scam. They don't do sweet popcorn in Dublin. In the South, really.
Yeah, they don't do it in America either.
They don't. They do butter. Ugh.
Yeah. So I went to, whenever me and Ashley were at the baseball game, it was actually in Toronto, but Canada, America, they're similar. I'll not say they're the same because it'll offend Canadians.
Yeah.
But I went and I was like, can I get a sweet popcorn? And the girl was like, huh? I was like, can I get sweet popcorn? She's like, I don't know what you mean. Like, she had no idea.
That happened to me in America, and she was like, butter would be our sweet one. So I was like, okay, I'll get butter, not realising that it's literally greasy butter on popcorn. So my hand, every time I put my hand in to get popcorn, was literally like I dipped it in oil. It was the worst experience of my life. It was awful.
Well, she told me to buy this thing. So the stand that she was at didn't do it. She said, if you go down a few stands, they've got this thing called Cracker Jack, which is an American thing. So it's caramel popcorn. It's caramel popcorn, but it has peanuts in it. So I went and bought that, and I didn't know it had peanuts in it.
Curtis,
but
I was actually
buying. I was buying it for Ashley.
Right.
But my plan was to have a few bits, and then she opens this bag and there's peanuts in it. And I was like, there we go, that's that out the window. So the first one for me is the price of cinema snacks. Most importantly, their pick and mix. The second one is the fact that you just seem to spend like 30 quid every day on stuff. Did you ever notice that?
I mean, if you'd like to go on my TikTok and see what I bought yesterday, I had a great time. I went out to do the food shop, right? But Scott will wipe up spaghetti bolognese with my white tea towels. And we've had our tea towels for like a year, and they are disgusting. I was like, these have to go because I can't do this anymore. I can't. So I went to buy new tea towels, and I went to TK Maxx. As you know, I love TK Maxx. And then I went to Madelon, and then I went to B&M, and then I went to Home Bargains. Honestly, the stuff that I bought, phenomenal. The amount that I spent, not so phenomenal, considering I went out to do the food shop and then had to go and do the food shop additionally. Mm-hmm. I was like, whoops. But yeah, every day.
Do you notice that? So even if you wake up in the morning with a plan to not spend a single penny that day, somehow you will spend 30 quid.
Yeah.
No,
it's never more. Do you not?
No.
Do you not grab lunch? Every time you grab lunch in the shop, it costs a tenner. Because if you buy yourself a coffee, and then I buy myself a coffee, is literally $3.65, and that's a scam. Yeah. That is a scam. When
that is a scam.
Yeah.
You buy yourself a coffee, it's $3.65 at least. I think that small cappuccino is $3.40. You need an additional drink. You're grabbing a sandwich, and then you want a snack for after. You're telling me you don't spend a tenner?
No.
Wow.
I very rarely.
I feel like you're probably really good with money.
I don't. Have you seen how many trainers he has?
But that's why. That's why he doesn't spend 30 quid a day, because he spends like 300 quid on trainer.
Yeah.
Do you pack a lunch?
No. So whenever I'm in the house, I would either like
Connor, you
batch
go
make
and
something.
Drive for like a late night McDonald's all the time.
For live.
Well, there you go.
And I would get like the odd like portion of nuggets or something. But a lot of the time I would have like those ready meal things for lunches, just because they're quick.
Yeah.
I very rarely, like, I don't really go out for lunch here. If I'm in London, like, I always eat out and stuff. And yes, you're right, it's like minimum 10 quid.
If I leave the house during the day, I don't know that I can't spend money. I won't spend money.
I feel like a lot of people can get on board with the fact that they spend like a minimum of 30 quid. It's never more or less. It's just 30 quid a day, it seems to be.
Scott went through a period where he was like, I'm spending so much money. So his schedule is like this. He starts work at 6 a.m. So goes across to the shop to get a coffee because it's 6 a.m. has to start. But then he's hungry. So there's a little break between classes between 9 and 9:30. So he's back to the shop for another coffee. And he grabs a sandwich for breakfast because, you know, he eats loads. Then lunchtime comes around, he goes to the shop, grabs lunch, comes home, maybe has a nap. Then he goes back in the evening and needs a drink or something. The guy was spending like 15 to 20 quid a day. I was like, what the heck? Like, that is so much money across the week. So I was like, what you're going to do is you're going to use the coffee machine. Here is a coffee cup. You're going to make your coffee in the morning. You're going to make your overnight oats. You're going to come home and have your lunch. And he got into more of a routine of actually doing that, because that's crazy. If you add that up across the week, it's mad money.
So those are mine. Connor, have you got any examples of scams?
Yes.
Can we talk about coffee?
Yeah, go ahead. You talk about coffee.
No, that's it. I just want to really, really talk about it.
So you know I used to work in a well-known coffee chain.
Yes.
And at one point, when one of our managers well, sorry, the assistant manager disappeared off the scene to go and work at a rival coffee chain. I got somewhat slightly promoted to assistant manager,
mm-hmm.
and I got to see the unit prices.
Oh wow!
Of what you pay for a cup of coffee, and what I will say is the markup on coffee.
I would say it's like
it's insane. 8p. It's 8p. I'll tell you off the podcast.
Less than that.
I wouldn't want to. I would think it's more because you've got to pay for the paper cup and you've got to pay for the milk.
Yeah, but they're buying those in so much batch. I actually recently got a macro card and went.
How amazing is it?
Overhyped.
It's not as good as it used to be as far as I'm aware.
It's not that good.
So, yes, I don't want to like be a libeler. I'm not allowed to do that. So I will tell you off the podcast.
Anyway, but it is so normalised and none of us think anything bad about it. Like, oh my gosh, in Starbucks, if you order up and add a few syrups, it could be £6 and you wouldn't think nothing of it. You would not think anything of it. So weird. Anyway, another one. Sorry, I totally interrupted Connor's. I'm on a roll. Do you know what I think is crazy? Scott and I were in Palma and we kept going to this incredible gelato place. And this always cracks me up. I have no problem going into an ice cream shop and paying like £4 for my, like a medium 2 to 3 scoops of ice cream. £4, £8 for the two of us. No bother. Will I pay £5 for a tub of Ben and Jerry's?
No.
Never. I will only buy it if it's on
offer. Ben and Jerry's is another one. It's extortionate for what it is.
It's clearly not because you'd pay £5 for way less ice cream than that in an ice cream shop.
No, but a large tub of Mods is £3.60, £3.70. Why are you... Just get that. It's the same as Ben and... Like this same amount. You know, it's spending £5 in a tub. As it wouldn't probably surprise you, I've got loads. Tax.
Yes. I think part of the scam is that you don't get taught tax in school. You don't get taught.
That's the biggest part of the scam.
Isn't it?
Do you know what? I just think, and this could get extremely deep, but I think when you're taking so much of the public's hard-earned money, I just think when you buy anything in this life, you get a receipt, you get a product, you get what you pay for. It's like, where is our receipt for where this money goes towards? We don't even get told where our hard-earned money goes.
That's a good point.
And I do think that's a scam. Like, why do you get to take 20% of my wage and not tell me what you use it for?
And also,
why don't we get a say in what it's used
for? Well, you do. Like, I suppose the argument there would
vote,
be when you vote.
However,
don't do that. That's another one.
You should vote, right?
Yeah.
And there's a lot to be said for voting, but something very significant has just happened is that we now have a prime minister who nobody voted for. So how does that work?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, surely if the prime minister changing, there should be a general election. I understand why there's not. I'm not stupid. It's you vote for the party and not necessarily the person, but people vote for people, not parties.
Yeah.
So anyway, look, we're going off on a tangent here.
We're supposed to be talking about fun things.
Things.
I just think you can't take that much money from people, especially after, you know, what happened in COVID. They dished out so much. I mean, as you know, I didn't get a single grant, and I know so many people were given the grants and really used them wisely, but I know so many people who just took them and like bought themselves nice things. And it's like that. I'm certain that was the taxpayer's money.
Oh,
so 100%. Why did I fund some people's lavish lifestyles and get nothing in return, and now taxes up to pay it back, which I never even benefited from?
Yeah,
it just feels entirely unfair.
Yeah,
it's mad.
That's a fair point.
Having an opinion, no one really cares. Everyone's entitled to one. No one cares. Like social media, you don't need to express your opinion in front of people. I think that's something that's just become normalised. Water bans. Myth.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Falls from the sky. You're going to get more. Why is it banned?
Because of the reservoirs getting lower.
No, lies. Nights out. Overrated.
I think. Yeah.
Depends.
Think about more like... I love a night out, but think about the people, and very entitled to do so, but people that go out every weekend.
Couldn't do it.
How are you affording that?
Where are you getting the energy?
Taxis, drinks, pre-drinks, kebab on the way home.
Couldn't go out monthly. Couldn't.
No.
Yeah, that's a scam. The price of alcohol in Belfast now, it's the same price in London.
I saw a funny tweet over the weekend about the cost of living, and it was about this guy from Manchester who went to visit London, and the pub landlord had put on the door that due to the cost of living crisis, the price of a pint in London was going to go up to £20 per pint. And this guy in Manchester was like, how come they're able to lower the prices down here? But I'm not my joke. I don't know who came up on Twitter, but very good.
The house prices are like.
House prices are gambling.
How have they went up so much within like a 30, 40 year period? And the average income hasn't went up with it.
Yeah.
Like inflation.
I was listening to something the other day that supposedly either paying a mortgage or rent back like in our parents' day. Like
Mortgages is another one.
70s and 80s, apparently it was like something like 5% of your total income was mortgage or rent.
Yeah.
And our generation, it's something like nearly 30 to 35% of our income goes towards that. And then people are like, you can't buy a house because you watch Netflix.
No.
That's not what it
that's
is, mate.
That's not the problem.
Like that's not what
Johnson
it is.
Told us to go get another kettle.
Go
to
get
save
a kettle, and you'll save
a year.
A new kettle might cost you £20, but you'll save £10 a year. So it's going to take
what
me.
What was the one I
two
said
years
to as well? Had to put tinfoil behind my radiator.
Your woman had Weena Curry stick tinfoil behind your radiator.
Really?
I sent in the video yesterday.
It was on Good Morning Britain, and Martin Lewis, who's the guy who knows everything about money, when she was saying this, he put his head in his hands because he was like,
she was holding a sheet of. It was like. It was probably more expensive than tinfoil, so it would cost you a ton of money. It was like a felty kind of tinfoil, and she said, put it behind your radiators, and that reflects the heat out, and it really, really increases the heat.
Did you, I don't know if I've said this before in this podcast, did you know that there's tinfoil the shiny way?
Yes.
Do you know what I'm going to say?
I don't know.
So before I used to like have the
We've
roll
discussed
of tin
this
foil,
on the podcast.
Have we?
Yes.
Okay.
About how to use tinfoil.
Yeah.
And
it's a shiny side down, so it keeps the heat in.
I always did shiny side up.
Same.
And we discussed it, and then I think I said, I finally learned to do it, and it's shiny side up, and were you not like, it's shiny side down, Melissa? It's matte side up.
Yes.
Did we not? Was this
I think
not
did.
I vaguely remember a conversation about it.
And until we had two massive conversations about it, that was when I finally learned.
Yeah. No, it is, because I always do shiny side down.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all that I can think of.
Right, let's go across to the Instagram, where our listeners have, as always, come through. We're going to start with 3 for 2 purchases, because you only really need one, but you end up buying the three. And that is true.
Yes.
Right. I have to say, I agree and disagree, though, because I just love getting the bargain, and I feel like I am getting a bargain, because... My question always is to myself, will it be eaten? And unless it's going in the bin, if it's eaten and it lasts the same time, unless you're just being gluttonous.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's 3 for 2 on like a dessert, that's gluttonous because you'll eat more than what you normally would. But if it's like 3 for 2 on, let's say something like tuna. Mm-hmm. And I say tuna because it can't go off in the fridge, so there's no rush to eat it. And you'll just eat it in the same time that you would if you bought one. Then that's still a deal.
Yeah.
It is a deal. Do you get me?
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
So make
you.
A calculated decision.
Okay.
And you can call me Melissa Lewis.
Jimmy said the cost of living. I think we've just covered that.
Yeah, we've been through that. Again, an absolute scam, to be fair. Amy says life.
Scott says all the time he thinks we're just living in a simulation.
We are.
I told you about the plane thing.
Yeah. So like, I said this to PK yesterday, actually, and he was like, it's like we're all living in our own version of the Truman Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, like, you were saying about the plane.
Yeah, so, like, I'm travelling quite a bit and stuff at the minute, and I'm on a lot of planes, and I got a flight a couple of weeks ago from Belfast City to Gatwick on a Tuesday night at 10 to 9. And it was a full flight. Who is flying from Belfast to London Gatwick at that time?
I couldn't understand why you were so shocked about that.
But you think about how many flights there is a day?
Yeah, but what I think about is I say this to you all the time. I'm walking around sometimes, especially when I'm somewhere in London, somewhere like London. I'm looking at how many people there are, and I always think, oh my goodness, we really are just a speck in the universe, because look how many people there are, and every single one of these is carrying troubles, they're carrying maybe heartache, they're carrying worries, happiness, joy, a family who loves them, maybe a partner who again has family. And I'm thinking, like, if these people are little spider diagrams, the diagram just goes.
Yeah.
So like, when I'm somewhere really busy, I think, oh, or like a concert or something, I'm like, every single person has like an individual life similar to mine or maybe opposite to mine, but they just have so many connections.
Yeah.
So the world is so big. Like, we're told we come from a tiny place called Northern Ireland, but like, go to one of those festivals and like, look how many people there are. I just think, wow, there are so many people. So something like that doesn't baffle me, because I just think there are so many people. Of course the flights fill.
Well, yes, there's so many people. I actually saw something on Twitter the other day that if... it's not like the greatest way of doing it, but if you were to like take everyone in the world and like blend them up,
what?
Right? I don't know why they did this.
Make a big smoothie.
Yeah, but it did like the circumference of like what that would be. Mm-hmm. It was just like a big ball. It took up half the size of Central Park in New York. That's everyone in the world.
Wow. As a smoothie?
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like the Atlantic Ocean or something.
No. Like, we are just a speck. It's mad.
But then there's so many. Mm-hmm. It really stresses me out when I think about it.
Flossies says price of petrol. It's actually coming down a little bit.
It's coming down, but why is it not coming down as fast as it went up?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, how come it literally rockets through the roof and then coming back down? Like, I reckon it's just like some petrol station owners are just like, let's try and get as much out of this as we can here.
Of course they are.
I've got one.
Yeah.
Adulting in general. No one ever taught us.
No.
I need my car serviced and I don't know how to do it. I don't know who to call. Ghostbusters. Like, I don't know what to do. I need breakthrough.
Go to...
I told you what to do the other day. We literally had this conversation.
No, that was about my MOT.
Go to QuickFit and then do an MOT check and they'll do a check of your car.
Is that a service?
Yeah, they'll do a food service. There's loads of them.
They're all over the place.
Call them beforehand and begin.
Yeah, call them. There's one on Ormer Road, like 5 to 10 minutes away from you.
And say, hello, can you service my car?
Yeah, just book it in.
There's one that I want to tell you about not to go to because they're not quick, they're slow fit.
Okay.
So.
Because, and also, do you know what's definitely a scam? Mm. No, I'm not going to get into it actually, it's okay.
We'll save that for after. Hi to Victoria, who says 5-day working weeks. I agree. And I want to dive into that just a little bit sort of deeper on a Northern Ireland kind of level, because me and Melissa had this conversation the other day. You work 5 days a week in Northern Ireland, right?
Yeah.
Monday to Friday. You get Saturday off. You kind of do stuff on Saturday. A lot of people go shopping. A lot of people go out and meet friends for dinner and stuff like that. You get Sunday, right, where you could use that as a day to get stuff done, and the shops are only open for 4 or 5 hours.
If my boyfriend was here right now, he would
go in on this, wouldn't he?
This is his biggest frustration about living in this country, and he far prefers living in the north than the south.
I don't like. I do understand why it's done. It's for like Sunday and
day of
church and stuff like that. Yes, but. Like, it's like everything in Northern Ireland is so behind the times.
Because what I said to Curtis, we were talking about it again on Sunday, and I just said, we are now a country that respects so many people's points of view.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, if anything, and absolutely no disrespect to Christianity because I grew up going to church and everything like that, but if anything, the way I see it is that Christianity is the most disregarded now to keep others happy.
Mm-hmm.
So how come the day of rest still stands?
Yeah.
That it does really confuse me.
And you think, especially coming into like the tough times and stuff for local businesses, extend the opening hours on a Sunday because it will give them a little bit more trade.
Yeah.
Well, I was saying to Melissa, like, so sometimes me and Ashley will get up on a Sunday morning and we'll take Alfie into the city centre for a walk because it's not that busy.
Yeah.
But if you walk around, you'll walk past Starbucks and you'll walk past like Tim Hortons and stuff. I'm talking about like 10 o'clock in the morning.
It's open.
And it's filled with tourists because they have got nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
And they're also confused. They're all like, why can I not go shopping on a...
It's happened, Scott, a couple of times, and he's came home and he's been going out to get something, because a lot of the time we would go to Dublin on Sunday to see his family, but like he'll want to nip out and like get stuff sorted, like maybe if he wants to get a sister a present, maybe it was her birthday, or he wants to get a new pair of shoes or something. Sunday's a lot of the time his only time to get things done because he works a Saturday as well. And he comes home a few minutes, I'm like, you're sorted already? He's like, it's not open, we need to go. It's happened quite a few times, and it's funny.
Yeah. Liv said national insurance and VAT.
I think it's a... yes, I don't actually know what national insurance is.
Never
I pay
have.
It every month, but I've no idea what it actually is.
So basically...
Oh, here's a good one. This is something else we pay every month. Well, I do. Paying back your student loan. Have you ever seen the interest rates on that?
Yes.
No.
I've been paying mine back. Okay, I left uni 8 years ago.
Yeah.
I've been paying mine back for 8 years. Monthly.
But
it doesn't seem to come down.
It hasn't went down. The interest is higher than the payback rate.
Why?
And it's such a scam because they make it so difficult to call up and pay off because they don't want it to go down.
I was
going to
say, could
forever.
You not pay off like a lump of it?
They make it so hard.
Really?
My brother tried to do it and he was passed. Like, I think he was on the phone for over an hour. Like, you just pass through person to person to person. They just make it a maze.
BS, VAT and National Insurance, don't know what they are, but you pay them. And I think the biggest part of the scam is you don't actually get taught it.
Yeah.
You know, you get taught in school the circumference of a circle or like the area of a triangle, and really what I want to know is how much money do I owe the government?
Yeah.
Do you know?
And why?
National Insurance is for your pension, state pension.
Oh,
whenever you're
okay.
Older.
Didn't know that.
You pay into that. I think if you have to pay into it for 25 years consecutively.
You definitely pay more than you ever get back.
To get it.
Have you seen the state pension?
The state pension's pittance.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Definitely pay more than that out of my monthly wage. Yeah.
So yes, that is what national insurance is.
There we go.
What's happening, podcast? Bringing you banter and education. Jasmine Ellis says drinking. Yes, we've covered that as well. It's like going out and stuff. And
yeah,
it's so much money. Like,
it is.
I know people that go out and by the time, like, again, taxi, pre-drinks, drinks in a club, entry into a club, like, locally, and then taxi back home, it's like 100 quid.
Nightclubs, here's a scam that's become normal, right? Nightclubs that sell you bottle service because you will pay like 100 quid for a bottle of something which you could pick up in a Tesco for like 30 quid.
30 quid, yeah. Yeah. I'm so looking forward to seeing how much the markup is in coffee places, mate. Maria says, price of Freddos.
That's the one from earlier that we were talking about, actually. Yes, the price of Freddos are wild, and it's, I find it weird as a country that we put so much into the price of a Freddo, do you know?
Andrea, I can't agree with this anymore. Plastic bags costing 25p. So I went into the local Spar near me. 28p it is for one plastic bag. Thought they were supposed to be 5p.
Well, it keeps going up and up and up. I want to dive into that one a little bit more too, because I'm actually not against paying for a plastic bag, right? Because I understand the plastic problem, like the oceans are filled with it and stuff like that. So I'm not against that. I feel like if you want to use it, you should have to pay for it, right? Okay. My problem is that we're the ones who have to bear the brunt of the plastic thing, right?
Yeah.
We're the ones who, if you put stuff in the wrong bin, you could get fined or they might not empty your bin and stuff like that. Why are the companies that are still using plastic, I think I've said this before, why are they not getting incentives to not use plastic? Why can Tesco not give me a paper bag?
So see the whole like plastic thing, like you'd said, the support and stuff. Obviously, yes, same. But you're paying 26p for that plastic bag, right? Mm-hmm. Is that plastic bag still going to the same place where it was going before?
Well, that's a good question. That? I think the price of it is a good incentive for you to reuse it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's why I agree with that. Whereas beforehand, when you weren't paying for plastic bags, you were probably like, oh, just give me a bag, just give me a bag. And I was the same. You just kept reusing them and throwing them in the bin. But
actually, on this topic and plastic bags, see the reusable ones in like Tesco's and B&M that are like 3 quid?
Yeah.
Why? Why are they so expensive? They're just the exact same things that you're paying 26p for.
No, I know, but it's up to the shop. I must
have.
No, absolutely. Scam. But I think the bigger part of the scam is the bigger picture is that companies who continue to use plastic face no penalty for it.
Mm.
So why is it like the average guy on the street is being hammered with adverts, stop buying plastic, stop buying plastic, when these companies are filling water bottles with, like, in plastic bottles?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like, why are they not, like, why is there no incentive for them? Have you ever thought about using like a carton?
Yeah.
Like, why are juice boxes not a thing over here? Why, like, anyway, sorry, I feel strongly about that one.
No, you're just right, man. Do you want to take the next couple? But
yeah, let's see what we've got. We'll scroll past those ones because we've been there. Plastic bags. There's another one saying life, paying for plastic bags. Paying for bottled water when it's free from the tap.
So, me, like, one of the reasons why me and Liv got one of the macro cards, we actually discussed this, that we have started to drink bottled water because bottled water tastes nicer than out of the tap.
I'm with you, but I'm gonna drop something that I've
get
learned.
A Britvic water filter. Yeah.
What's that?
Breda water filter.
It's basically, it's this like jug.
I cannot believe you don't know what this is. I grew up with one of these in my fridge.
So basically, it's this jug that you fill with water, but it runs through a filter.
Okay.
Right? And you leave it in the fridge.
I guess I've got a shower filter and stuff. Is it just the same?
It's kind of similar. But it just filters the water, takes all the like stuff.
Take them off anywhere, and then you just replace the filters.
Can you send me that? A link to it?
The internet's not working.
And you just leave that in the fridge.
Take a screenshot.
You have to clean it every now and again, but that's about it. But honestly, do that because
we literally went and bought like 80 bottles of water from Makro.
You're the plastic problem. You are the plastic problem.
Recycling them.
We fill ours up, and then when the water's filtered through, I fill a carafe, and then we. So then
what's
you
a carafe?
Like one of those glass.
It's a glass
kinda
jar.
You would get it at a restaurant when you ask for water for the table.
I grew up on an estate. I did not have these fancy things growing up.
Any of those, like a carafe.
A carafe? Let me see.
A carafe. Like that's the one we have. It's £3 in IKEA.
Oh yeah, I've saw those in IKEA. That's just I asked Liv to put orange juice in one of those. She told me no.
So cute. Right. Well, what I actually do is because we drink a lot of water, but we only drink filtered water, the jug isn't enough.
Okay.
Because you can only fill a litre. But between two, that's two glasses of water, really.
Yeah.
So I filter all the water through, I pour it into the carafe. The carafe is full, refill the jug, and then there's literally like 2 liters of filtered water in the fridge.
So my...
And then you just refill, and it's like a wee game.
My problem with that is I like cold water.
It is cold. The carafe is always cold.
Yes. So water out of the tap, cold water out of the tap, isn't cold enough.
No, sometimes it's not.
Put the water in...
The fridge?
The tap water, I know. The jug in the fridge.
But then you're just constantly refilling, and I drink a lot of water, so is it going to be cold enough?
Yes.
Yes.
Because Liv won't let me have ice in the house.
Here's what you do.
What?
She's so against ice for some reason.
I literally cannot live without ice.
That is the maddest sentence I've ever heard. She's against ice.
She's like, it takes up too much room in the fridge.
It does, but I literally would throw out my food so that I could have ice.
Yeah. Yeah.
What, is she okay?
She doesn't like
I've never heard that sentence.
Every single drink I drink is with ice.
She doesn't seem... I would love to have ice, but she wouldn't use it. She doesn't like it.
That's the weirdest thing.
What about buying like a nice slim little ice tray? You don't want to fill it up. You're too lazy.
Yes. Exactly.
Well, get like a big, like an American fridge freezer, and then you can...
Mate, I would love one.
But I can't believe
whenever
that.
We like get buy a house, we're still renting and stuff at the minute.
That's a fair point.
Yeah. So there you go.
Right, wow. There we go. There's a scam.
So Connor's
not allowed ice in the house.
No, Liv is the scam.
Yeah.
Is it me? Am I the drama?
Yes.
What's it like whenever stuff freezes in the winter? Like puddle outside? Does she freak out? there's like ice in the driveway? Right. Anything else to add before we wrap up?
No, I think we're good.
Yeah, that's good. If you do want to get in touch, you can do that over on the Instagram if there's one we missed out or anything like that. And while you're there, Melissa's going to tell you how you can be Listener of the Week.
There are many ways that you can become Listener of the Week. And the bar is the bar.
The bar. There's the country coming out of it.
Melissa, every now and again, slips into Macro Felt, doesn't she?
The bar is low. Low on the floor. You don't have to do much. You just have to follow us on our Instagram or send us a DM or leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.
I don't think we've had any reviews.
5-star on Spotify.
Yeah.
Just, you know, do something with your day.
And a little surprise for you. So if yous are here, I'm here at the start of next week, so we can maybe record another podcast. 2 weeks on the bounce.
Two weeks in a row. Wow. Let's not spoil. Let's not spoil people.
Spoil the listeners.
Yeah. So go ahead, make yourself Listener of the Week. It's one of the greatest honours that we can bestow upon you because we've literally got nothing else. And whatever you get up to, have a good week. We might be back next week then.
Yeah.
That remains to be seen.
Keeps you on your toes.
And whatever you get up to, have a good one, guys. See you soon.
Thank you, guys. Say bye, Melissa.
Bye.
You're just going to have to bear with me for 2 minutes because I've reset this and... There we go. Guys, see you later.
Bye.